I'm standing here at the intersection of Washington Avenue and 11th Street, not too far from where that steam pipe blew, and it looks like most intersections in the city of St. Louis. You've got streetlights and fire hydrants and parking meters, all sorts of things above ground. But the question is, what does it look like under this intersection?
My wild guess will probably be rodents, rats, probably snakes.
Judging from some of the smells that are coming out of these grates, I would say it's a lot of muck and stuff that just overflow from the river.
Sewers and power lines and probably rats and mice, maybe cats and stray dogs.
That was Dominic Johnson, Seth Womack, and Mike Webb with their best answers. Here's the real one.
Any kind of utility that you could imagine.
Rich Bradley is the city's chief engineer.
Big sewer lines, water lines, the steam lines downtown, electric utilities, gas lines, streetlight lines, fiber optic lines. If you don't see a lot of wires on poles, usually it's because they're buried in the ground.
Bradley says crews also run into old trolley tracks or brick and cobblestone streets laid down 100 years ago or more. He wants to set a few things straight. There are tunnels connecting City Hall to other downtown buildings, but they're not escape hatches.
They're very small. Most of the time, they're filled three-quarter of the way up with water. I think people confuse the tunnels with the vast amount of caves that exist in St. Louis.
You heard him right. He said caves. There's at least 30 of them, including one under Union Station and another that once ate the pond in Benton Park. Some were major tourist attractions. Many were central to early commerce. Shashi Palamand is navigating a maze of locked doors and narrow metal staircases that will eventually carry us 40 feet below the sprawling Limp Brewery in South St. Louis.
There are a lot of caves in Missouri, a lot of caves in the United States, a lot of caves in the world, but not many that were used for an industrial process, something that had a direct relationship to the economy and commerce.
Like most of the city's 19th century brewers, Adam Lemp specifically bought a property with access to a cave. It provided temperature-controlled storage in the days before artificial refrigeration. That's not the only thing that fascinates Palamand about the caverns, which run for miles deep under the city streets.
There are actually a few animals that live down here, animals meaning small, tiny creatures. We have fossils in these caves from ancient mammals and reptiles that were, I'm talking from, 100 million, 200, 300 million years.
The roads in St. Louis cover more recent history, too, says Joe Harl. He's an owner and lead investigator at the St. Louis Archaeological Research Center. For example, it's not uncommon to find human remains.
People don't realize, they assume that when graves get moved, that they're moved the bodies. Well, what happens, they move the headstones and leave the bodies behind. Every graveyard that's ever known has been that way.
In Missouri, research is only required at the sites of large federal projects. That's a shame, Harl says. Bodies aside, there are fascinating things under there. For example, the research center is currently working on a trash dump from the 1900s.
That was the beginnings of the industrial age, the beginning of the consumerism. You can see all these national products that are starting at that time and being marketed nationally.
Both Harl and the city's Rich Bradley suspect most people don't know what's beneath their feet in a hidden world where the past meets the present. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.